ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shira.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key we're going to be speaking about a topic is very important and very interesting. That topic is related to the increase in lifespan. Everybody, you know, nobody wants to die. Everybody likes to, you know, be alive. And, you know, people are constantly seeking out ways to increase their lifespans. And sometimes people ask, does religion say anything about this? And you know, is there something we can do that can help increase our lifespans or not? So, in order to answer this question, let's look at some of the hadiths which have been narrated regarding this topic, and let's see if we can find out the answer to this question. In one beautiful hadith, we read the following. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرْ مِنَ الطَّهُورِ يَزِدِ اللَّهُ فِي أُمْرِكَ. Remain mostly in the state of purity, and Allah will increase your lifespan. Right? Try to remain in purity at you know, to the extent you can, and the more you will, the more will your lifespan increase. This is one of the things that increases lifespan. By purity, he's referring to ritual purity, being in the state of taharat or purity, having wuzu, right, ablutions, and also not being in a state of janabat and these kind of things. These are things which increase lifespan and add to the years of one's life. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported as having said this: whoever would like his sustenance to be amplified and his destined end to be postponed should maintain relations with his kin. Maintaining relation with one's kin, this is one of the things that increases the lifespan of a person. In one hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said this: he who wishes to remain alive, though there is no remaining forever, should eat his breakfast early, wear good shoes, dress in light clothing, and lessen his interaction with women. Right? So in this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he recounts some of the things which can increase our lifespan. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, command our Shia to visit the graves of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. For verily, going there increases sustenance, extends one's life, and repels evil forces. The ziyarat and the pilgrimage to the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this increases the lifespan of a person. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, he who has good intentions is given an increase in lifespan. Having a good intention, a good niyat, this is one of the things that increases the lifespan of a person. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is also reported as having said, he who excels in his good treatment of his family is given an increase in his lifespan. Having good relations with one's family, you know, this is something that increases the lifespan of a person. Finally, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, if you would like Allah to increase your lifespan, then please your parents. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the things which increase the lifespan of a person in the light of the hadith of the infallibles. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.